And now we'll proceed to a report and possible discussion on report on external audit plan by John Hawes, BRA Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the board. This is an item that we bring to you at this time each year in advance of our annual audit. I'm going to introduce Mike O'Brien. Mike is a partner with Padgett Stratemann. They're about to begin. In fact, they've already begun some preliminary work. They were out here for a week or two, just a week or so ago, and have begun preliminary work. This is the fifth year of their audit engagement with us, and Mike has a presentation and some information that he's going to go through.
Thank you, John. Good morning. On the, as John mentioned on the next slide, I'm Mike O'Brien with Padgett Stratemann. I'm out of the Austin office. I've given you contact information, emails, phones, addresses, should you have information to contact me about. I do work for the board as the independent auditor of the financial statements. Obviously, in that regard, we work closely with management, but we are responsible to communicate to the board the results of the audit. And on the next page three, so there's certain information I'm going to communicate to you today, pretty high level. Here's, you know, the audit process. Certain things you may want to communicate to me, either email, phone call, in person. Some examples, if you have any concerns about any accounting disclosures or any transactions, or you have concerns about the accuracy of any information, or just any other questions you have, please feel free to contact us. We want to make sure there's a good lines of communication open between us and the board. What we produce when we talk about the audit of the financial statements, we're auditing the River Authority. We're also auditing federal and state grant programs. So there's really two levels of audits. What you've engaged us to do is audit and report on the financial statements, and so we issue a two-page auditor's opinion. It's included in the comprehensive annual financial report that your staff produces every year. That's our product, is our opinion on the financial statements. Now, since you have federal and state grants, we do the audit under government auditing standards. So at the financial statement level, we also report on compliance with laws and regulations, material laws and regulations, not every single law and regulation that could impact the disclosures in the financial statements. With respect to federal and state grants, the audit there is a little more prescriptive by either OMB Circular A133 or the Texas Uniform Grant Management Act. There's a methodology about how you select which programs to audit and how much you do audit, but it's at a grant level, not at the River Authority level. And we're required to communicate, of course, our opinion on the financial statements to the board. We also are required to communicate to you if we become aware of any significant deficiencies in internal controls. We don't audit the system of internal controls, but we do review and test. So in other words, if there's anything really significant, we report those to you in writing, typically just suggestions and recommendations we provide to management in a letter for their response. And at the end of the audit, there's a whole laundry list, which I've got another slide on that I'll inform the board about. On the next page, you know, John mentioned we've already done some preliminary work. This is a little bit of a picture trying to explain to you what we do. We go out and gather a lot of information across the top, part of which is anything you're concerned about, information about the business, transactions. We boil that down into what we think are risks of material misstatement in the financial statements. Obviously, we can't look at every transaction. You wouldn't want to pay us to look at everything, so an audit is on a test basis. So we boil that down and perform audit tests in the October-November time frame to issue our opinion. The next page, just to give you an idea, we are in the planning and interim procedures process. About in the middle of this chart, perform and review final field work October, November. That's the bulk of the time we spend when we're actually here on-site testing transactions, reconciliations, records, et cetera. Then in November, December timeframe, we review the reports. We are purely in an audit process. Your staff produces the financial statements, the footnotes. We're auditing. So we're not auditing our own work. We're auditing your work, which is, you know, the best way you can deliver an audit. And then, of course, the final report is presented in the January board meeting. With respect to the internal control, as I mentioned, we audit the financial statements and report on the financial statements. We're not auditing your system of internal controls to report thereon, but we are required to test major controls that are significant to the financial statements. That's where, if we become aware of material deficiencies that need to report, to be reported to the board for your action, we would provide that to you in a written format. In the past, there hasn't been any. Our experience with the authorities' process is that there's a strong control structure, but should we find any, those would be reported to you in writing. We do plan to rely on the water sales, payroll, and cash disbursement cycle, so we do a lot of control tests during the course of the audit. On federal and state grants, I mentioned some of this already, but federal grants are subject to what's called the Single Audit Act and OMB Circular, Office of Management and Budget Circular, A133, which tells us how the federal government wants things audited. State grants are subject to the Texas Uniform Grant Management Act, and this is a grant-level audit, not a authority-wide audit. So it's a pretty detailed audit of whichever grant is required to be selected. And finally, if there were any disputes or major disagreements between us and management during the course of the audit, or if we became aware of any fraud or illegal acts, we'd be required to report those to you at the time we become aware of them, which is two X's in the left column. There's a whole lot of other things we report to you at the end of the audit in a written letter about accounting policies, disclosures, et cetera. So you will be hearing, if you don't hear from us until January, that means everything's fine, and that's what we expect. But if we have any of these other instances, we would report those immediately. That's a quick overview. I'd be happy to answer any questions, or if you have things afterwards, you've got my contacts, call, email, come by my office, whatever suits you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Any questions? Thank you.